Hey, everybody, and thanks so much for listening to the 9th episode of As Ink. What As Ink is we perform an improv piece called The Bat. The Bat is sometimes referred to as Harold in the Dark or Improv in the Dark. But all you have to worry about is that it's basically an improvised radio play. What we do is we're going to have some suggestions in a bowl. In a few seconds, we're going to take a suggestion from that bowl, and then we're going to go for about 25 to 30 minutes, improvising all of the audio, dialogue, characters, et cetera, et cetera.
Or maybe we'll talk about it for 25 to 30 minutes. Jeez.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Playing with As Ink is...
Michael Minto.
Daniel Robbins.
Nathan Turner.
And Chris George. Okay. Would you like to take a suggestion, Daniel?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Loser picks suggestions.
Our suggestion is, so, that thing we talked about that one time.
Are you serious? Are you for fucking real?
Who wrote that?
I'm gonna stab him, whoever it is.
Alex. I blame Alex.
I'm about to go do some handwriting analysis. All right. So our suggestion is, read that again, Nathan.
Yeah, just for clarification.
Start with the quote so we know when it starts.
Yeah. Yes. The suggestion is, and I quote, so, ellipses, that thing we talked about that one time, end quote.
Okay, that's a suggestion. Okay, and lights down. So, you know, that thing,
yeah.
Right?
The what?
With the girl?
The thing we talked about?
Yeah, you know, with the girl.
I'm not sure.
In the place? You know what I'm talking about, right?
About when I was having sex with a girl.
No, the other time. The
when I was having sex with a girl.
No, the other time with the girl.
Hey, George.
That one time?
George. Girl. God, you remember that one time with the girl?
Oh, yeah. She never called me back.
No, not that time.
Well, that's the one time I've had with a girl.
The other time.
There was no other time. Oh, your other time.
No, not my time.
Are you sure it was a girl?
Yes. My time, maybe. But this time that I'm talking about, okay. Remember she had the one thing and the friend from that one place?
You're being very vague, and I don't know why.
The vagina and the friend from Dippin' Dots?
No.
No.
No, different girl.
Yeah, you're thinking of the one who worked at the cannery who had a friend who worked at Dippin' Dots.
Marlene.
No, not her.
Not
Marlene and Janice, yeah.
Yeah.
Cannery and Dippin'
Dots. I think you're thinking of Marlene and Janice.
No, I know who I'm thinking of.
Well,
I'm not thinking of Marlene and
then
Janice.
Then George apologizes.
You know, the one girl, the one time last summer,
I feel like if you have something to say, you should just say it.
You're doing a lot of hand gestures.
I know what you're talking. It's the tuning fork in the topiary garden with the thing and it.
No.
That was gross.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, that was real gross.
Sure,
that was gross.
Time?
That was gross and awful, and I never want to talk about that ever again.
Then why are you bringing it up?
I'm not bringing that up.
Then why?
Oh, I know. He's talking about the time with the girl from Stanley Steamers.
No.
And the back of the van when she had a crowbar.
No, I'm not talking about that. No, last summer.
Last summer.
Yeah, that was the girl from Stanley Steamer.
No, that was 2 summers ago, I think. No, I'm talking about last summer. August of last summer.
Oh.
I think I know what you're talking about.
We all know what you're talking about now.
She's back in town.
Really?
Town.
No.
George's got to go to work. I'm out of here. I gotta go.
Hey, where's George going?
Well, apparently he has to go to work.
You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you? You guys
no,
know
not at all. No. I have no clue.
Hey, Royce, can I get you to come in here and help me out with this tire for a second, please?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to bring you away from your studying. I just, I need to get this tire up.
No, it's fine. You know, my final's not for another couple days, so I got plenty of time.
That's good. You know, I have to have this thing finished by the weekend for the car show, and I really need to get these new rims up on there.
Yeah, well, I'm an anthropology major. I don't know much about cars, but I'll help you how I can, Kevin.
That's fine, Rice. You don't need to know anything about it. I just need you to help me hold the tire up while I bolt it in, okay?
You got it.
Okay.
I'm holding a wrench.
That's not what I need you to do. I can come over here. This is really heavy. I actually need your help right now.
Oh, okay, please. I'm coming over there.
I know. Just put the wrench down first.
On the ground or in the toolbox?
In the toolbox where you grabbed it from. Please hurry. My shoulders are starting to hurt.
I'm going to the toolbox.
Okay, you set it on my laptop's LCD screen. You didn't have to do that.
Well, I was thinking a computer toolbox. Do you actually have a real
toolbox? I have it, yes. It's 2 feet to the left of that on the workbench beside the door that you came in from.
The green one, yeah.
Grabbed it from there, yeah. Please hurry.
Okay. I'm coming over to you now.
I'm sorry, Rice. I didn't mean to be impatient. Okay.
I'm holding what you're holding.
Sammy!
Yeah.
Sammy! Hey! Yeah. Hey, Sammy!
Rice, sorry. Hold this for a second. Just for a second.
Oh, yeah, wow. This is heavy.
Yes, Todd.
Can you drive me to work? I can't get to work.
I can't really commute people on my motorcycle, and the 57 Chevy Bel Air is not ready for this weekend, so I can't drive you.
What's the wheel doing off your motorcycle?
I'm putting it on the 57 Chevy Bel Air. The wheel was
temporarily on the motorcycle. You gotta drive me to work, though.
Hey, Kevin, I don't know if you know this, but I'm only 140 pounds, and this thing has got to be at least twice my weight, and I'm about to drop it.
Well, you know, pound for pound, the skeleton is stronger than steel. So you should be fine.
Kevin, Todd, just go find someone else to drive you to school, okay?
I don't have any other friends.
Look, when you agreed to take this stupid counseling position at the high school, all right, I didn't promise that I would take you every day. You said you were going to find other transportation eventually.
Those people need my help.
I know.
They need my help, and if I can't get to them...
Royce! Royce! You're letting go!
Oh, that's not pretty.
Ooh.
Yeah, maybe I'll walk. I'll just have a nice brisk walk.
I should probably get back to studying now.
Yeah, Royce. Yeah, thanks for your help, buddy.
Hey, do you need a ride?
Oh, yeah. Could you drive me?
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I think you know why I called you in here. Perkins?
I'm pretty sure I know.
You think you know?
Yeah.
Good. You know I'm very angry at you.
Yeah.
Disappointed you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Furious?
Yeah.
Upset?
I know. It was a one-time thing.
Take a seat, Perkins.
Charles, I think you know why I called you in here.
Yeah. I think I do. I think I know.
You know the extent to which you disgrace this fine company?
Yeah.
All right, who's this character?
He called me in your office.
This is Perkins.
Perkins, what is he doing here?
He was very angry with me, and
he
called me in your office.
I'm very angry and upset at him.
I guess.
What right have you to be upset with him?
Well,
do you know what you've done? Can you even conceive of it?
I know what I've done, and I know what he's done.
I'd know what I did.
Weston, Charles, Perkins, do you know why I called all three of you sequentially in here without keeping everything knowledgeable from everyone else?
Well, I know that I was called in here for two different reasons. One from him and one from you, sir.
Perkins, I will get to you. You're speaking over your head. If you need to speak to me, you speak through Charles, who will then speak through Rustin, who will speak to me.
Okay.
Yeah, Charles. Just tell me now.
Charles.
No, tell me. Yeah, and I'll pass it up the chain.
Tell him, to me. Yeah, go ahead.
Tell him that I said loud and clear.
Loud and clear, sir.
All right, sir. The message is loud and clear.
I'm sorry, Weston. I didn't hear a request to speak to me before speaking to me.
I apologize, sir. Sir?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear a request to apologize.
Request to apologize, sir.
Denied. Continue. Next query.
Request to speak to you, sir.
Sure. No problem at all.
The message is loud and clear.
Are you bothering me? I called you all in here.
Yes, Mr. Jeffries.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Jeffries.
Called you all in here. Tell me why I called you in here, all of you.
To intimidate us, Mr. Jeffries.
And you?
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
Why is he in here?
Would you ask your supervisor to ask if I'm allowed to respond directly or if I should pass a request up the chain?
Sir, permission to speak?
Weston, yes, you may speak.
Charles is wondering if he has permission to speak to Jeffries.
To Mr. Jeffries.
To Mr. Jeffries.
Mr. Jeffries, does Charles, the man who you're inquiring why is here, have permission to speak with you?
Everyone has permission to speak for the next 5 minutes to me directly.
Thank you, sir.
Charles, you have permission to speak to him directly.
Sir, what did you do? Permission to start the time-space continuum so that we can keep track of the next 5 minutes?
Look, we sell cars. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
Jeffries, do you know why I've called you in here? What are these other people in here for? Tell me. That's why I've called you in here, because I want to know who these other people are.
I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Have them introduce themselves. Up the chain.
I'm Jeffries.
I think she said up the chain. Oh. It would be down the chain, sir.
Hi, I'm Perkins.
That's Perkins. I'm Charles.
And, I am Weston.
And, I'm very, very nervous, Miss Pattison. I might speak to you directly, about who I am.
No! I want all requests to come from the bottom that are addressed to me.
I've been asked several times to be here at this time by four different people, and I knew why for one of them, but I'm not clear as to why I was here for the rest of them.
Charles, permission to speak to the bottom to get permission to speak to the top?
Well, you probably better just tell me what you want me to ask, and I'll ask the bottom.
I just want permission to speak to Mr. Jeffrey's wife.
Can Weston speak to Mrs. Jeffries?
I think it has to go through me, but...
Right, that's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so just give me the
Should I address Weston to address Mrs. Jeffries, or should I address you,
Perkins,
Charles? No,
that's Perkins, Weston.
Weston, you're right, of course.
I didn't hear a request to ask
Charles. I'm very nervous. There's a lot of hierarchy going on in this room, and
I don't
want
anyone to be nervous. I just want them to follow the instructions.
Well, if you didn't want them to be nervous, then you shouldn't have come in so aggressive.
Oh, Father, I didn't see you come in.
He sounds a lot like me. Well, don't be surprised. Girls just want to marry their father. Is that why we're all in here? Because the girls want to marry people like their father here. I think you know why I called you all in here.
Is it because the reports were late?
Well, that's why I called you.
Well, that's why I called you.
Are you speaking directly to me?
Well, that's why I called you.
That's why I called you.
I called you here for the very same reason, but,
Everyone agree to get the reports done on time?
Yes. I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
All in favor say agree. Nay.
Nay.
I've got two tickets to paradise. Won't you...
Please, I'm asking you for the fourth time, please stop singing that song, okay?
It's my favorite song.
I know, okay? All right. Look, the drive-through is taking long enough, all right? I just want to be able to hear them when they ask for my order, okay?
Go ahead and sign your order, please.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
Look, I'm in the driver's seat. I will talk to them, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead and get it down.
I'm sorry, I can't understand you.
Okay.
Would you somebody please put for the sound of email for running?
Brian, can you stop singing for just? I'm sorry. What was that again?
You say
photo sheeting?
I'll have some fries.
I can't, Brian.
Well, yeah, fries. Would you like a photo sheeting or something like that?
They have fries on the screen, so right. I think we just say what we want.
But I don't know that she's ready to receive my order. I can't hear for sure which you are. She, right? I didn't. Again, I. Can you just go like?
Can I get a deluxe cheeseburger?
What was that sound? Did you just ring me up for a cheeseburger?
It was the screen.
I see it was the screen, but okay, look, I don't know what you're doing, but disregard what he says. I'm the one making the order.
Can I get a large Diet Dr. Pepper?
I will order for you, Brian. Okay, Brian, you know, I'm going to ask you for the sixth time. Please stop singing that song.
You know what? It's a free country.
Yeah, but I'm trying to order. I'm sorry, Can you take off the cheeseburger?
You should just order.
Look. I'm sorry, are you getting frustrated with me?
Brad, there's people behind us.
Brian, I know there's people behind me. There's people in front of us, too. Why?
Six cars behind me. Six.
It looks like you're ringing me up for mashed potatoes. And a bucket of chicken. Ooh, I didn't order that.
Mashed potatoes and chicken.
That's not what I ordered. Look, so far all he said was fries, a deluxe cheeseburger, and a drink. Okay?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay, I don't know why you're ringing me up for a bucket of chicken and two orders of mashed potato sides. I'm sorry?
Please hold, sir.
They got me on hold. I'm gonna turn on the radio.
I've got two tickets. Oh, I love this one, guys.
Oh, God. Okay.
You didn't have to turn the radio off after.
Yes, I did. I hate that song. Thanks to you.
That's my favorite song.
Fuck it. I'm changing the station. We'll leave the radio on then. 88.7's got great stuff.
Oops, I did it.
There we
again.
Go.
Let's turn the volume down.
Got lost in the game.
Oh, yes. This
oh, baby, oops, I did it again.
This is the Roy Orbison version. I liked that. Why'd you turn it off?
I think they're ready for us.
How do you think that? They come on the radio when they're ready for us. God damn it, Brian. Okay, it sounds like there's three people talking.
See?
Brian. Okay, you know, I can't understand a word that you're saying. Listen, please.
I hear everything that they're saying.
What
can
did they
I
say,
take
Brian?
Your order, please. We're ready for you.
That
now.
Was no way. There was so many extra syllables in there. Yes, you can take my order, please. I'm going to just go with Brian. You sure that's what they said?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, you can take my order, please. Please cancel the bucket of chicken and the mashed potatoes. What?
They said one of them has already been canceled, and we'll go ahead and cancel out the others.
I don't see it on the screen, and I didn't hear the beep, so... Okay, now that's
computers
the
take a minute sometimes.
Okay, all right. I'm sorry for getting snappy with you. And then I would like to add an order for the green burrito with a side of salsa, please. Okay, you rung me up for two green burritos.
Boom, boom.
Okay, now you're charging me for four.
Well, you keep saying green burrito.
No, I'm
no
I said
you
it
said
as
it probably four times. That's probably what happened.
I said it twice, boom, but I didn't.
Can you?
Okay, now you're charging me for.
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and order for you so that we can just get out of here. Because now all the cars in front of us are gone.
Well, you know, I don't want to pay for all this extra stuff.
Okay, here. How about this? I'm going to go ahead and clear everything off the menu right now. I'm sorry. Just cancel it out completely right now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then I'd like to get one green burrito.
Uh-huh.
A cheeseburger deluxe.
Uh-huh.
An order of fries.
Uh-huh.
A large Diet Dr. Pepper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and a quesadilla.
Uh-huh.
What? One quesadilla.
Dude, Tracy told me what happened, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, way to go, buddy. Yeah, you got all up in that. You did it, man.
Yeah,
tell me all the details. Tell me everything, man.
the details.
I mean, like, I got them from her side, but like, give them from your side too. Like, I want to get the full picture.
Well, okay, so we finished our date at the movies, and then I took her back to my place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm liking that.
And I took her up to the bedroom. I laid rose petals on there.
Nice, very romantic. Stuff.
And that's when she popped the question if she could have one of my kidneys for her transplant.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
You got it. You're going to be inside her, man.
Yeah.
You're going to be in her. You're going to be a part of her life forever.
Well, actually, I already am. We did the surgery right there.
Nice.
Yeah, she brought
she's a slut. I knew it.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew she wanted to get a piece of you inside of her. Like, then.
Yeah, she brought a surgeon's kit. And
hey, Rick?
Hey, Stacy.
Hey, what's going on? I brought my boyfriend, Charles.
What's up? I'm Charles.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Not much. Chilling.
Well, I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Tom.
Tom.
And that's Rick.
Rick.
He's the one I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah. The kidney guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Rick. That's actually why I came by. First of all, you have blood leaking through your shirt.
Yeah, I know.
But listen, can you give us a second? Just a second.
Oh, yeah. I'll just be waiting in the truck.
Okay, just fade back a little bit. Thank you.
Stacy, to be honest, I'm a little surprised.
Well, you didn't even give me a chance to say what I was going to say.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll be over here bleeding and stuff.
Well, I mean, you could... No, you can go first. It's fine. If you have something to say, you know, you go ahead. I owe you one.
Well, I mean, you remember last night when I gave you my kidney?
That's actually why I wanted to talk to you. Maybe I'll go first.
Yeah, all right, go ahead.
No, you seem really eager. I'll let you go first.
Well, okay, then, you didn't, like, I've known you for a while.
That's actually also what I wanted to talk to you about. I feel like I'm going. I should let you finish.
Yeah, I want to get this out. You never told me you had a boyfriend.
Oh, I know, and you never told me that you were O negative, but, you know, we both learn things about each other every day.
Yeah,
Hey, Stace, do you have the keys?
Yeah, sorry, I'm totally sorry, I forgot to get that to you, Charles. Thanks. Hi, Charles.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Uh-huh. Oh,
yeah. Ow. Okay, go back to the truck.
All right, I'll be back.
Okay.
Ow! My ass! I'm really sorry. Rick,
right.
What you were saying about... learning about each other.
Yeah.
I like you, Rick.
I'm sorry. Run that by me again.
That's why I came here. I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate what you did for me, and I want to. I want to thank you. Don't be weirded out that I'm rubbing your neck.
Oh, it's okay. No, most of it is just the blood seeping out of my.
You are in.
Yeah. I guess so, but she's got a boyfriend. She didn't tell me she had a boyfriend.
It's cool, dude. You're already in.
I'm Tom Rick. I can totally hear you guys. Do you want me to step away for a second?
No, that's cool. First, Tracy, come on. Give it up. How good was my boy?
Well, in general or specifically last night?
We'll start with last night. How good was my boy last night? Nice.
Missing a kidney.
Hey, Tracy. I just found your ID on the floor of the truck. I've been calling you Stacy this whole time. I'm so sorry about
that.
No,
it's okay. It's my middle name. A lot of people call me that. My parents are really
Tracy
weird.
Stacy.
Yeah, my last name.
I'm sorry. Can I just say something right here?
Yeah, Rick.
Sure,
of course.
Dude, lay it down.
There is something completely unacceptable going. Tracy, I gave you my kidney, and I thought it was because. Like, we had something between us, and then I find out you have some boyfriend guy. I mean,
I'm sorry, Charles.
Ripping stitches.
Charles?
Yeah.
Can you stop sucking my neck for a second?
I'll try.
Okay, Rick. While we're doing confessions.
No, it wasn't a confession. It was an accusation.
Felt like a confession, dude.
So he's just a boyfriend guy? Is that how you see it? Like, I just date any guy? This is a man. Yeah, Charles?
I'm a boyfriend man.
Say hello, Charles, again.
Yeah, I don't really care.
Hey, Rick.
You hear that?
Rick. Yeah, what? What?
Nice to meet you, man.
You hear that?
Really.
That's maturity and depth of tone. You have neither.
Yeah, probably because I don't have a kidney right now.
Okay? Yes, you do.
I can't filter anything in my body.
Dude, check this out.
Yeah, what?
I know a guy who can score you a kidney.
Dude, that's good news.
I could actually help you with that, Rick. I mean, I owe you one. I have three.
See, I told you she's a slut.
I'm sorry, you what?
I have three.
Three kidneys?
Yeah.
I thought you said that you needed a kidney transplant last
night. I do. Don't make a big thing out of it, Rick.
How could you possibly need a kidney if you already had two?
You know what? I think we're done here. Tom, you need to look out for your friend because he is down a serious slope and he is about to get himself into some serious trouble.
I'm getting messing up, man.
Charles?
You're screwing us right now.
Tom, I'm really sorry about this. Charles, punch them both, please.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles, please. Come on. Ow!
One hit for both of them.
Man.
Easy.
That's cool. You're a cool dude still. I like you, man. Oh, Phil. Hi.
Hey. Oh, you meant that Phil.
No, actually both of you.
I mean,
hey. You were both there.
Did somebody say my name? Did somebody call me over here?
Hey, Phil.
How's it
going? Phil, how's it going?
Nah, Phil? I was talking to those two Phils.
What do you need, Barry?
Well, I thought you heard my name. I heard my name.
No, oh, okay. Name. Oh, you're talking about them Phils. All right.
Stay.
Sorry.
No,
oh, okay. Right, well,
it's,
you know.
It's for the Phils, all three of us.
All right. Somebody's got a message for the Phils. Okay.
Actually,
go ahead.
It's really just for Phil R.
Oh, Phil R.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, Phil R.
Just for me.
E?
Well, I'm also
R-A.
A Phil R.
R-A. R-A. Oh,
I'm also a Phil R-A.
Okay, Phil Rabson.
Oh,
Rabson Burger or Rabson
Stallion?
Yeah,
Rabson Stallion, Stein or Burger?
Stallion.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
where's he
go?
He's
not here today.
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, that's none of you.
No, none of you are even
Phil Rapscallion.
Well, you know what? I mean, it.
No, I'm Rapscallion. I'm Phil Rapscallion.
You're Scallion.
I'm Rapscallion Burger.
I'm Rapscallion Steen and Gertrude.
Okay, you know what? Actually, let me look at the message again. Because I looked at it just like once, and I thought, okay, I've got Phil Rabson Scallion Steen Steinberg.
Yeah,
he's not here today.
Absolutely
not here.
He called in sick.
There's all these Phil Rapsons hanging out.
Welcome to Google.
Okay, well, that's on me. Can I leave the message with you then?
Ooh, we can't be responsible.
That's a federal offense. That is a federal offense.
It's not stamped mail.
Oh, are you sure? It looks like there's a rubber stamp there.
It's a rubber stamp, but it's not a real stamp.
Oh, not U.S. postage stamp.
Yeah, it's just like a rubber stamp.
Does it have the date on it?
It does have the date.
What's the date?
Today?
Oh,
that sounds important.
Yeah, I don't know if I can... Because I'm not going to see him till tomorrow.
Run that down here from the eighth floor, did you?
You did say Phil Rapston Steinenberger and
Phil Rapstallion Steinenberger and Steenenskitzklov.
You mean Rabson Scallion Steinenberger and Steenskitzklov?
None of those guys are here today.
Rabson Scallion.
Wait. No, Rabson Scallion Steinenberger and Sklov.
You know,
the second is here. I think his
Barry's
dad
isn't
here.
Is it the second?
It doesn't have a second.
Hold on. Oh, you know what, Phils, hold on a second.
Maybe it's Junior.
Hold on. The Phils need to have a powwow here.
I think I know what's going on here.
Yeah, what?
Barry, I think you're trying to play a prank on the Phils, but you know what? We don't really appreciate it here on the third Phil floor. We don't come on up to the eighth floor and make fun of all you Barrys for having similar names, okay? And we don't appreciate you coming down and doing this to us.
Okay, we don't play tricks.
Well,
the berries do not play.
All right.
Oh, that's not what the Toms would have to say about this.
Oh, yeah, you're the Gryffindors of all.
The Toms are a bunch of fucking liars. All right, the Toms are liars.
Oh, don't let the birds hear you say that. The birds would not like that.
No, the birds can bring it, all right? The birds can find the berries on the eighth floor.
I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there, but I think the berries are the angries of all of the floors.
I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case.
And I think the Phils are the idiots of all the floors.
Oh, you know what?
Well, I mean, that.
that's just scientifically has no basis.
No, because and this is Google. I don't think anyone here is an idiot.
And that's a very serious disease to make fun of, I think.
I'm not
idiocy.
You know what? I'm going to leave this letter here.
That's an offense.
Not a federal offense. It's just
a
offense.
It's a Google letter.
That is an outgoing file folder that you just put that in, and I would like you.
I'm going to go ahead and send an email to everyone here that I'm not responsible for this letter.
Oh, well, that's a good idea. Why don't you just email it to him?
I saw your email.
But you need to remember to put an underscore there between the fourth and fifth R's, because mine has no underscore, but his has the underscore, or else he'll get sent to me. But yeah, just email it to him, you see.
God, I hate the third floor.
What is your problem, Barry?
Oh, man. It was the best sleep I have ever had. I tell you, these power naps are actually really affecting my health. I feel more energetic, more spry, more on top of my gifts than ever before.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. This is... Why am I in your bed, Marcus?
Come on. Tyler, are you serious right now? Tyler?
I don't remember anything.
Look, dude, the website said puppy naps, all right, and cat naps are done in nature in groups. And if humans are going to simulate the positive effects thereof, they have to do it in groups, okay?
Okay.
Oh, what a good cat nap. Hey, what's going on? You guys woke up before me then. It's odd.
It's not that odd, Zach. Chill out, all right?
I found it a bit odd that he woke up before me.
I mean, we all went to bed at the same time. Oh, well, here he is.
You guys are making so much noise.
Hey, sorry, Nick. Sorry about that, buddy.
How's everyone doing?
I feel great.
Me too.
Sue, I had some feet in my face for most of the power nap. I'm not sure whose they were, but somebody needs some odor eaters.
I'm kind of a kicker.
All right, that would explain my bleeding nose.
I apologize.
Done. Don't worry about it.
Ugh. Guys, you mind scooting over so I can slip off? I gotta brush my teeth.
Oh, sure. Okay. I'll just roll over you.
I was thinking that I would chew breakfast in my mouth and then spit it into all of your mouths.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's economical.
That makes sense.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm gonna go hop down to the kitchen real quick, make some bacon and eggs, and I'll come back up here and start spitting it into all your mouths.
Wait. Is it gonna be kosher?
Yeah, because we're Jewish.
Okay, I'm not.
Yeah.
Tell you what. I'll make half kosher, half non-kosher. That way, we can eat the non-kosher, and I'll spit the kosher into your guys' mouth.
Okay, well, that just...
logical.
Well, it does. But just, I mean, remember to keep the non-kosher stuff in the left cheek of your mouth and the kosher stuff in the right cheek, because if it mixes, then I don't know what I'll do.
Yeah, then we've sinned.
We have to ritualistically kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want that to happen.
Or a lamb.
Who am I going to cuddle up against?
Or a lamb.
Or a lamb, if we find a lamb, small lamb.
I don't have any lamb bacon.
Three heifers.
Let's not worry about
two
it,
turtle
guys.
Doves.
It's really easier to kill ourselves, though. You're having to find all those animals.
Guys, let's not worry about the worst case scenario. I mean, the reason we joined this health cult together was to, you know, have a more positive outlook on everything.
Okay. Right. Yeah, okay. I see that.
We sleep together. We eat together.
Mm-hmm. That's well established.
A lot of togetherness. We poop together.
I was just thinking I need to empty my bowels. Who would like to catch them?
Actually, do you mind waiting 8 minutes or so? I've been scheduling mine on...
Yeah, I could probably hold it in.
...sixth of a day, and we're... 8 minutes away from the next sixth of a day.
Nice. Yeah. Gotta keep that schedule.
That's how plants live. By the sun.
By the sun's schedule? Or just by the sun?
Well, also adjacent to the sun in actual planetary terms. Yes.
Now,
acute and obtuse to the sun.
Having to do with the sun.
No, not that kind of... It's,
okay, well...
Is it a causal relationship between the sun and the plants?
Let's not get locked up on aphorisms and platitudes here. I mean, you know?
I think it's circular, right? Isn't it a circular feedback?
It's more elliptical.
Well, I mean, effectively, plants could use any star to fuel themselves, so it doesn't necessarily have to be the sun, right?
Yeah, it has that proper absorption spectrum.
I mean, it's
got to
be an M-class star so many light years away from...
Light years?
Yeah.
Well, I think you meant parsecs. Wow.
Aren't we only 8 light minutes from the sun?
Well, yeah. 8 light minutes, yeah.
Well,
so
right.
that would be a huge fraction of a light year.
Guys, still measure it in light years.
I suppose.
We covered
from here
8
to Chicago
light minutes.
Centimeters.
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
That's
if
true.
To, measurement, you can
guys, I could measure use most from here to you in miles. It'd be a tiny mile.
Yeah.
It wouldn't even be a mile.
Right, it'd be a tiny mile.
Sorry, real quick. Can you guys scoot back over so I can get back on bed, please?
Yeah, sure. Wait, so what I have grasped from this is that in the 8 light minutes it takes for electromagnetic radiation...
You're hugging the blanket.
...from the sun...
Thank you.
...to the Earth to reach us, you will have to poop? Or is this...
Well, no. All I'm saying is that I...
7 minutes now.
Well, yeah.
Oh, sure.
6:45.
They've already been on
their way. So this conversation is actually completely irrelevant.
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to tell you guys. We covered this all in last week's Astronomy Club when we sat down and we read astronomy books for 30 minutes together. Remember that?
Yeah. Well, you know how we're also like plants? That we don't wear clothes?
Oh, I kind of see it.
Good call.
Good call, Tyler.
Yeah.
That was, you know what? Let's knife that into the wall, guys. Can I borrow the switchblade?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Wait, what did you say exactly? I don't want to,
for
posterity.
You know how we're also like plants is that we don't wear clothes.
Why don't we come in with a dot, 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 and end with a, is that we don't wear clothes?
Yeah,
I'm okay with that. I feel like I'll remember.
In there? Do we need that
amenable.
Well, it's, you know, I think it'll become so well-known in people's minds that they could start at the quote on their own, and the important part is, the more poignant, is that we don't wear clothes.
And by people, you mean us.
Of course. Yeah, that and our children that we've yet to have.
Yeah.
By the way, how's that coming, Zach?
Oh, the children.
Yeah.
How is that coming, Zach?
I'm working on it, getting a woman who's willing to come and join this party.
Mm-hmm.
I found a duck that was willing to join the party.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if it's like a plant in that it's nude, I suppose we can consider it for membership.
And if it's cognizant enough to know that sleeping in groups is the proper way to sleep, then I suppose
it's... Ducks probably do know that.
Well, I feel like it's kind of hard not to in this 4x4 room. So
I agree.
That is actually a very astute point. Can we write that in the wall?
Yeah, sure.
It's hard not to in a 4x4 room.
It's hard to not sleep together in a 4x4 room.
I'm still getting the E on clothes.
Actually, well, that might be a good enough point to write on the ceiling. I mean, that may be good enough to go with the 412 templates.
Nick, you're on ceiling duty. Here's the switchblade.
Right, can somebody hoist me? All right, here we go.
That was fast. Jeez.
My grandfather was a whittler.
I know.
Which makes you a whittler, genetically.
Genetically.
Yeah.
Like a
plant.
Yes. Plants are governed by genetics.
Scene. and light up. So thanks everybody. That was the 9th episode of As Inc. Playing with As Inc. this week was
Michael Minto,
Daniel Robbins, Nathan Turner,
Chris George. You can find out more information about As Inc. By emailing us at as.inc.prov. That's PROV at gmail.com. There you can send feedback, comments, suggestions, or suggestions you'd like us to add to the bowl. If you have, if you're a Southern California or San Diego area improviser and would like to record with us, you can also shoot an email there and we'll try and set up a time we can record with you. And you can also find us on our Facebook page, As Inc., and subscribe to us by iTunes and rate, review, and all that good stuff. And don't forget to share with your friends. Thanks very much, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Make sure before you drink that you lock, stock, and two smoking.
was a bad...
You seem like you have dementia, Michael. You know, that doesn't happen till later in years. And of course, this is a no country for old men.
Okay. You guys ready to do it?
Oh, yes. So what are we doing? What's this called again? Just the name? The first one word, the one word, one syllable name of it?
Bat?
Ah.
So would you say that once this starts, that if I were a man involved in this, it would be a
Batman Begins?
Okay. All right.
Your jokes are so clumsy to set up.
This is what I'm joking. It's a contest. You have to utilize movie titles in a sentence or a story in any way, shape, or form. Yeah. That's it.
How long is the story? Is it never ending?
It's story? Pretty never ending. We did it all day. Never ending.
Never ending. Say it with a vowel.
And so, do the pseudo vowel.
Is it a never ending story?
Indeed, it is.
Okay. Ready to go?
Yes.
Yes.
And is. Shut up, Michael.
Are you ready to rumble?
You didn't. I always to know that that's the movie.
Underline that.
Yes. Okay.